hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Never paint again. Seriously, who wants to paint anyways? Rhino Shield would love to paint your home, business, or church for the last time. You know, when it's not raining. Water and sun are the two most damaging villains against your home's defense for chipping, cracking, peeling, and rot. Our permanent ceramic coating locks out 100% of the moisture, 90% of the sun's UV rays, and we back it up with a 25-year transferable warranty. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See why we are rapidly becoming your neighbor's go-to solution for cracks, splits, nail pops, and just bad color schemes. Now's the time to be smart to save time and money. Call 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius.
Don't paint, don't rhino, go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again, Rhino Shield.
Results not typical. Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in personal or business taxes and you can't afford to pay? Get tax representation. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the tax representation hotline at 800-556-7089. 800-556-7089. That's 800-556-7089.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I would never bet my family's home, but I didn't realize not having flood insurance could be like gambling it away.
Not buying flood insurance is taking a chance with your home and belongings. Flooding can happen anywhere it rains and where you least expect it. You might think you were covered for flood damage, but traditional homeowners and renters insurance don't cover flooding.
I'm not going to take a chance with my home.
Visit knowyourzone.org to determine your risk.
This is a service of Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District. Know your zone.
Build your morning with a delicious breakfast sandwich from Subway. It comes with your choice of eggs or egg whites, cheese, fresh veggies, proteins like hearty steak, and even jalapenos.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis here with me, and now your chance to join us to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. Today, not only will we have categories and questions and prizes, we also have the bonus prize and a double bonus prize because today is KTRS's 20th birthday. What exactly can you win with all of that? Here's the only guy who can tell you.
Yay! The prize man!
All right, Paul. We are starting off with our normal prizes for the Harris Challenge, which is one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also from Peroni's Pizza, you'll get a gift card. They have three locations, one in Florissant, in O'Fallon at M&P, and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. From Werenberg Theaters, we have movie passes for you to choose from. And if you get the clean sweep, you get the clean sweep, you get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery
You can go to candycheese.net.
So there are the prizes and the bonus prize. But today is the 20th birthday of this radio station, the Big 550 KTRS. And we're giving you the gifts, our high scorer on the Harris Challenge today. Whether you get a clean sweep or not, if you're the high scorer, you will get this fabulous prize package chosen especially for you.
Right, Paul. You will get one pair of Cardinals tickets. I'm not sure what game. We will get Warenberg.
We're pretty sure it's at Busch Stadium.
Yes. Warenberg movie passes. You will get one pair of FC soccer tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a pair of Muni tickets.
But that's not all.
No, that's not all. We'll throw in a $25 gift certificate to Walter Noel Florist.
So that's what you get for the high score today on the Harris Challenge. And here's the first contestant to take a shot at the categories and questions. Hello, Roger. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well this afternoon. I'm doing fine. It's okay. It's the large morning show in the afternoon. It's confusing to me sometimes. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Just enjoying the nice day today. Looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah. By the way, for anybody who's in town from out of town, this is pretty much the way our weekends are 52 weeks a year.
Yes.
Sunshine, temperatures in the low 70s, low humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weather all year long, but only on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The rest of the week sucks. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And Roger, you tell me which of these three categories you would like to play with today. Have you been paying attention? Sports and politics, or because it's April 15th, tax history.
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country was hit with a 7.0 magnitude earthquake near the town of Kumamoto today?
Tasmania.
Japan. Which team broke the Chicago Bulls' 20-year-old record for most wins in an NBA season this week?
Golden State.
Correct. The White House will redirect $589 from Ebola research to fighting what new public health threat?
Zika virus.
Correct. Which state is being boycotted by Bruce Springsteen and Ringo Starr, as well as PayPal or Deutsche Bank?
North Carolina.
That's correct, over their anti-LGBT law. Five-pointer now. Which presidential candidate says the first thing he did after his honeymoon was buy 100 cans of Campbell's Chunky Soup?
Bernie Sanders.
No, it's Ted Cruz. Last night on The Daily Show, Trevor Noah had his staff go out and buy 100 cans of Chunky Soup and pile them up. It's 6 feet high and 3 feet wide. How did he get all that soup home? And what did they do with it once it was home? Ted, are you in there drawing a bath? It's a very special one, honey. Come on in. Let's see how you did here. You got the 2, the 3, and the 4. By the way, that Golden State Warriors record of 73... that includes 2 losses at home.
Mm.
You know how expensive it is to take a family out to a sporting event? Imagine if you saved up your money to go to one Warriors game, and that was one of the 2 losses of the season. Wow. Roger, you got the 2-pointer, the 3-pointer, the 4-pointer for a total of 9. So you're a winner, and maybe that'll be our high score. So stand by. We'll see, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, now let's go to our second contestant. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Paul.
Hi. 5 seconds to plug something.
Hi, Mom.
Okay. Which category would you like? Sports and politics, tax history, or internet multiple choice service?
We'll do sports.
Sports and politics. 60 seconds on the clock. Andrew, let's play the Harris Challenge. What professional sports event was won this week by Danny Willett?
Masters?
Correct. Which presidential candidate's children will not be able to vote for them next week in the New York primary because they didn't register with that party? Which presidential candidate's children will not be able to vote for them next week in the New York primary because they didn't register with that party?
Donald Trump.
Correct. Who ended his 20-year NBA career Wednesday night by scoring 60 points in his final game?
Kobe Bryant.
Correct. Which former Cleveland Browns quarterback and his friends are accused of consuming drugs and alcohol and causing $30,000 in damage to an L.A. home he rented out for two nights earlier this month?
Johnny Manziel.
Correct. Which of these is proposed as the new name for the Czech Republic? Czechistan, Czechia, or Czechland?
Czechia.
Czechia is correct. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call the clean sweep.
Oh, my goodness.
Nicely done, Andrew.
Yeah.
So not only are you going to get the prize, you'll get the bonus prize, and you're certainly in the running for the double bonus prize with 15 points in the lead. Hang on, and we'll meet our third contestant now. We'll see if anybody can tie you along the way. Here is Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. Plug something for me.
Just ready for a great weekend. I'm aiming with PM.
Thank you. We appreciate that. All right, because it is April 15th, I know our taxes aren't due until Monday the 18th, but we have three tax-related categories left. One is tax history, one is internal multiple-choice service, or our third category, taxing people. Which one would you like, Mike?
Let's go taxing people.
Taxing people is the category. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who rode naked on horseback in the year 1040 to get her husband to lower taxes on the people of Coventry, England? Which St. Louis rock and roller was sentenced to prison for tax evasion in 1979, 7 years after his last big hit, My Ding-a-ling? All right. Which one of George W. Bush's brothers was involved in a savings and loan scandal that cost taxpayers $1 billion? Jeb, Marvin, or Neil?
Neil
is right. Which star of the movie Blade and White Men Can't Jump did 3 years in prison for failing to file tax returns and owed the government $17
million?
Which U.S. president was forced to resign in 1973 over charges of tax evasion?
Go back to the first.
Yeah, we're going to run out of time. The vice president was Spiro Agnew. The White Men Can't Jump and Blade star was Wesley Snipes. It was Chuck Berry who did prison time for tax evasion. And it was Lady Godiva who went butt naked on horseback. Mike, all you got was Neil Bush for 3 points. I mean, we do have a lot of prizes to give away today. But when you don't get past 8 points, as you know, you don't get prizes. You get punished. Here today, I would like to take a classic rock song and hear it Lounge Lizard style with the song stylings of Mr. Frankie Randall.
I know you deceived me, now here's the surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in your eyes. I can see no mind.
Enough of that. Mike, thank you very much for playing. Have a good weekend.
You too, Paul.
Dan, do you and the Upside Down Band do I Can See for Miles?
No, we do not do that
well,
song.
Maybe we can hear Frankie again in a minute and you can learn the whole thing.
Maybe.
Let's meet our fourth contestant for the day. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, let's just say go Blues and go Cards.
All right. Which category would you like, tax history or internal multiple choice service?
How about internal multiple choice service?
You figure it's multiple choice. It's got to be easier, right?
Exactly.
All right.
We'll see.
60 seconds on the clock. You need a clean sweep to tie. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What cabinet department is the IRS part of, Justice, Treasury, or Commerce?
Treasury.
Correct. Which constitutional amendment allows Congress to create an income tax? The 6th, 16th, or 26th?
The 6th.
16th. Which of these states has no income tax for individuals? Wyoming, South Carolina, Delaware?
Wyoming.
Correct. Approximately how many people work for the IRS? 10,000, 100,000, or 1 million?
I would say 1 million.
100,000. What was the first year Americans could file their tax returns electronically? 1987, 1997, 2007.
2007.
It was 20 years before that. 1987 was the first year. I think you probably had to use CompuServe or AOL to do it. Scott, you got one for the Treasury and three more for Wyoming, but that's only 4 points, and so you also have to be punished by Mr. Frankie Randall. Oh, yeah.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play,
Yeah.
And never see when you look at me, how quick I lose my way.
Hey.
Well, here's a look at you, you're gonna choke.
I think we'll try and learn this and play this tomorrow night at the Midway in St. Genevieve.
Good.
I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
Jack.
I can see for miles.
Okay, you know, Pete Townsend, not dead, still turning over in his grave.
Oh, yes.
I was going to say, that's about as bad as Tiny Tim. So.
Well, high praise, Scott.
That's right.
Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's contestant number five. Hello, Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Not much. Everyone have a good weekend. Go Blues, go Cardinals.
Okay. Tax history is our final category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In the famous phrase, what is the other thing that's inevitable besides taxes?
Death and tax.
Correct. What famous gangster was sent to prison for tax evasion by Elliot Ness and his men? Correct, Al Capone. Which Beatle wrote the song Taxman? George Harrison is right. Which war was in progress when Congress decided to impose the first income tax?
World War I.
Civil War. It was 1862. Which Midwestern state had a tax on bachelors in 1820? Was it Iowa, Missouri, or Illinois?
Illinois.
It was Missouri.
Dang it.
Oh, Mark. You got the one, you got the two, you got the three. Only 6 points. We have to go through this again? Yes.
Oh, I can see so far. You took advantage of my trust in you while I was far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got no
this
more
guy,
to
this
say.
This guy probably sees himself as Tony Bennett.
Yeah. But you still want me, that's as may be. Gotta stand trial because all the while.
Hey!
I can see for miles and miles.
Hey, don't forget to tip your waitresses.
I can see for miles and miles.
Here in the Cyborgs Lounge.
Miles and
beautiful Polynesian lounge here at Howard Johnson's.
Mark, I'm sorry we had to do that to you, but I hope you have a great weekend.
I'll try. You do the same.
Thank you very much, and congratulations to you, Andrew. You are Woo-hoo! Our clean sweep, big prize, high point winner.
Awesome.
So in addition to whatever you've chosen from the prize packages, you'll also get tickets to the Cardinals and Werenberg Feeders and FC Soccer and the Muni and the gift certificate to Walter Noel Florist, our 20th birthday gift to you.
All right, that's awesome.
How about that?
Yeah, congratulations. Right. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get all of that stuff. And if you want to play the Harris Challenge, you can do it one of two ways. The archives are available on my website, harrisonline.com. The live version is on your radio every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS, available worldwide via the free KTRS app.
The Big Sports Show.
The Big Sports Show.
Hey, it's Jim Huer. On Friday's show, we will celebrate 20 years of the Big 550 KTRS. We'll be giving away movie passes, Cardinal tickets, Mizzou tickets, and St. Louis FC tickets as well. And we'll focus in on St. Louis FC's first home match on Saturday night.
The Big Sports Show.
The Big Sports Show.
Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Everybody likes to get a great deal when making a purchase. And right now, Amazing Siding has a great deal for you just in time for spring. If you call Amazing Siding right now, you can get some of the strongest manufacturer rebates of the year on windows and siding for your home. Amazing Siding is offering a $3,500 manufacturer rebate on a whole house of amazing plank acrylic siding. And if it's windows you need, how about a manufacturer's rebate of up to $2,100 on Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Windows and $1,000 on Infinity Fiberglass Doors? Amazing Siding will even throw in an additional 10% labor savings on top of all those great rebates. Call now to get 18 months, no interest, no money down, and zero payments for a full year and a half. Unreal rebates, labor savings, and 18 months financing. Now that's a deal you can't pass up. Call Amazing Siding today at 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800. Or online at AmazingSDL.com. Previous purchases excluded. Limitations apply. See store for details.
Okay, so you own a business. Not a startup, but a real existing business. And cash is tight. What do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time, send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you call the Business Funding Group. Yeah, it's fast and simple. With a 95% approval rate for existing businesses and cash for any purpose. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-1657. That's 1-800-452-1657. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need. Up to $1 million with no collateral and no app or upfront fees. And your credit rating is not a factor. Plus, approvals in 12 hours and funds in 2 to 3 days. Call the Business Funding Group today at 1-800-452-1657. This is by far the fastest and best loan available for existing businesses. Don't delay. Call 1-800-452-1657 now.
The weekend of April 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Cardinals host the Cincinnati Reds. That weekend is loaded with great giveaways and promotional items. Friday night, it's the Ameren Missouri replica Busch Stadium 3 with lights. Saturday, the Adam Wainwright bobblehead, presented by Nathan's Famous and Schnucks. Sunday, the Yadier Molina adult replica home white jersey. That's the weekend of April 15th, 16th, and 17th. The Cards and Reds and great promotional giveaways. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Man, just look at how handsome this bobblehead is. Yes, that bobblehead is me. Fans, this is Adam Wainwright. On Saturday, April 16th, we face the Reds, and it's the Adam Wainwright bobblehead giveaway presented by Nathan's Famous and Schnucks. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home my bobblehead. Don't miss it. April 16th, get my bobblehead. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Is that nice to see?
Cardinals baseball, tradition meets today.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen, for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Dan, it's a mess out there. Accident, two left lanes blocked, westbound Highway 44 at Elm. Your stop and go from Laclede Station. Stop and go as well due to an accident, Highway 70 westbound after 370. Ramp restriction, 70 westbound at Goodfellow. It's on the ramp from Goodfellow to westbound Highway 70. Stop and go traffic westbound 64 Grand through Big Bend. Stop and go again. Making your way coming down to between Highway 270 and Mason Road. Southbound 55 heavy between Imperial Main and McNutt. An accident, as I said, westbound 44 at Elm. You have delays there. Stop and go due to ongoing road work. 44 eastbound between Grand and Jefferson. Stop and go 270 southbound Dorset to Manchester Road. 270 eastbound between 370 and 367. Stop and go traffic southbound 170 Page through Highway 64. You're heavy making your way out of the city westbound on Highway 64 between, looks like, Grand now and McCausland, as well as a stretch coming down the hill towards 270, I should say Mason Road to 270 eastbound 64, coming up from the valley all the way in through Big Bend. You got long delays, then you've got delays headed towards downtown eastbound on Highway 64, headed towards both the Cardinals and the Blues. Both directions of Highway 70 have delays approaching Jennings Station. The eastbound directions, delays from the airport through Jennings Station. Westbound, just a short delay there as well. This update brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Advance Auto Parts presents Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense. From the Vincent Borges Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Guess what's going on at Appliance Discounters? A huge sale on quality Bosch built-in appliances and dishwashers. For that creative touch in your kitchen, Bosch has side-swing convection wall ovens, induction cooktops that will heat quicker than gas, and steam ovens for healthy cooking. Finish that built-in kitchen with the quietest dishwasher in the industry. As always, at Appliance Discounters, you'll get these appliances at the lowest price, and for a limited time, receive 10% back with a purchase of three or more select Bosch appliances. Shop any of our six locations or online at The Appliance Discounters. Discounters.com.
Hello, Jay Randolph with a question. Is your golf cart ready to roll? Golf season is here. Go to Ellis Battery. They carry that Crown Battery brand, the very best. They focus on quality and production. And there are six locations to serve you in Missouri. Check them out on the web at EllisBatteries.com. That's EllisBatteries.com for the very best way to get from here to there.
Start easy, be positive.
The 2016 St. Louis FC season kicks off Saturday, April 16th versus the Tulsa Roughnecks at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Make your plans now for the 2016 season and be a part of the tailgating, cheering, chanting, and sold-out crowds that supported the team all last season. Professional soccer is back. Season tickets start at just $150. For season tickets or individual game tickets, call 636-680-0997 or go to stlouisfc.com.
Hi, this is Gary Baumkamp for Smart St. Louis. Is your home air conditioning system smart? Chances are it is. By that we mean, since the end of World War II, most St. Louis home air conditioning systems were designed and installed by an organization called SMART, which stands for Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Residential Teams. 15 St. Louis family-owned heating and air conditioning companies who have joined together to form SMART. For your home, it's SMART. See who they are at smartstlouis.com. That's smartstlouis.com.
Spring is here. Now it's time to try something new. Open your road with a brand new Can-Am Spyder, built for the open road. More stable than a motorcycle and more open to the life around you. For a limited time, get 0% APR financing for 60 months or up to $2,500 rebate on select 2015 models. Visit your local Can-Am Spyder dealer today. Offer ends April 30th, 2016. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Ask yourself the following question. How healthy are you? Living a healthy lifestyle free from illness and poor medical conditions is not as hard as you think. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., listen to Naturally Speaking from the Institute of Natural Health. You'll learn how to achieve wellness naturally by putting the focus on the person, not the condition. There really is a better way to live. Listen to Naturally Speaking, Sundays at 5 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geis here with me. And now from Southern California, the new home of your Rams, the new home of the soon-to-be number one draft pick in the NFL. And that guy's got to be hoping, please pick me second, please pick me second, so I don't have to be with Jeff Fisher. Here's your new Rams fan, Mr. Mike Evans.
Hey, man.
I was sitting in the Rams press box in the 70s.
Yeah? So when I said new, I was over dramatizing
it. Yeah, I'm not really a fan of.
Yeah. You're going to have the number one pick.
What I'm eating.
What are you eating?
Try guess.
Try to guess what you're eating?
Raisins.
Pork rinds.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Bowl of ice cream.
Oh.
We were close.
I just had some seared ahi, too.
Some what?
Seared ahi.
Oh, seared ahi.
What is that?
Tuna.
It's a fish.
Oh. Okay.
Then I'm going to brush my teeth after we talk.
Okay.
And I'll have some wine.
Okay.
Oh.
Popular question, name the name of the celebrity who rides the New York subways every chance they get. Tom Hanks, Katie Holmes, Bradley Cooper, Bono. Movie review, Little Polly has!
Yes?
I have four movie reviews.
Wow. Well, I've seen two. Let's see how they compare.
First one, Jungle Book.
Didn't see it.
Disney's done it again. You will love this movie. It's exciting, it's funny, it's beautiful, and if you can't see it in 3D, under 2 hours, an easy 4 stars. Movie's so good that earlier this week, Disney greenlighted the next Jungle Book. It's coming out in 2018.
Yeah, wow.
All right. Barbershop, next cut.
Yeah.
Hard to believe it's been 10 years since we last saw Calvin in the shop, and the sequel is fresh, funny, well-acted, entertaining, and not as raunchy.
I agree, and I liked it, and any time I can see Cedric the Entertainer, I have a smile on my face.
Rated PG-13, under 2 hours, 3 stars.
Although I will say, too much Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, I don't even like her.
I don't either.
But I gave it 3 stars.
Yeah, I gave her about the same.
Opening up and limited engagement. Maybe there now, though. You're a big market. Sing Street.
No.
Mm-mm.
Touching story of adolescent love, teenage dreams. Hilarious, great soundtrack set in the 80s in Ireland. Rated PG-13. Under 2 hours, 3.5 stars.
I don't know when it's opening here, but I do know it was made by the same guy who made it Once, which is a wonderful movie.
And the theme song won an Oscar.
Yeah, and by the way, they turned it into a stage musical, and that was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the fourth movie?
Criminal.
Ugh.
Bad news, opening today, Criminal, Kevin Costner, Tommy Lee Jones, Ryan Reynolds. This movie is bad in so many ways, I'm being generous giving it 1 star.
Wow, you know what? On the two movies that I saw, you and I agree 100%, Mike. Okay. I think this is going to be on my worst movies of the year list, very near the top.
Oh, it was just horrible.
Why would so many talented people make such a horrible movie?
Just, you know, I mean, there was nothing good about it at all.
Nothing.
The plot, the pace, and acting.
And Kevin Costner talking with that rough voice for no reason.
Goodness, please.
Yeah, terrible.
Just hideous. Hey, so why don't you guys back up? You can stay at my house, come out here to Palm Springs for Coachella. Coachella starts today.
Coachella?
Yeah. You don't know what that is?
No.
That's a music festival.
Huge music festival.
Oh, yeah. Dan, surprised,
100,000 people.
I'm surprised Dan and the Upside Down Band aren't playing there.
Exactly. I could probably get you in this thing.
Yeah.
You could?
Guns N' Roses opening tonight.
Really?
You could have them as your opener.
All right. Good. Well, yeah, we'll do that. The Southside Johnny Band. I'll send you information.
All right, Dan.
All right.
New California law being proposed, Bill SB 813, called the Bill Cosby Law. If passed, there would be a no statute of limitations on sex crimes of any kind in California.
That's a good idea.
30 years later, you could come out and say. Answer to pop quiz question, name the name of the celebrity who likes riding the New York subways. Every day they get a chance, Tom Hanks, Katie Holmes, Bradley Cooper, or Bono.
Ian, you take a guess.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, man. I'll go Katie Holmes.
I remember seeing a 60 Minutes piece on Bradley Cooper when he was doing The Elephant Man on Broadway, and he talked about how he went to work on the subway, so I'm going to choose him.
Well, Frank isn't here. It's one of my trick questions. They all love the Subway.
Oh, okay.
Aloha Friday, now we're to Monday. We're going to play the Aloha Friday. Oh, we'll see you more next Monday.
You'll
be there. Hey, look who in the park. Kill away, come here, come here. Why we know we're coming here? Anana Kuli Makawani Yani Oda Nana Lulawa Hawaii.
I tell you, I was just in New York last week. If all of them love the Subway, they must love the smell of urine. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Knuckleheads in the news coming up in just a moment. First, I do want to mention this thing I heard Isaac Bruce talking about earlier today with Martin Kilcoyne. Have you heard about this Legends of the Dome game he's going to do?
Yeah, the flag football game.
Yeah. He's got together all of his old Rams buddies from when we liked the Rams. And remember when we liked the Rams owner?
Yes. And Kurt Warner's going to play in this.
Kurt Warner, Orlando Pace, yeah. Mike Jones, who made the tackle.
Yes.
Aeneas Williams, Dick Vermeil, and Mike March are going to be the coaches. He's got Mark Bulger, Ernie Conwell, Roland Williams. Who else is going to be? Dre Bly, Sean McDonald, Keith Lyle, Clifton Crosby, Dexter McLeon. They're all going to come back, and they're going to play. It's a touch football game that they're doing as a charity for the Isaac Bruce Foundation. And it's going to be on July 23rd at the Dome.
Yeah.
Your last chance to go and see a football game at the Dome.
Yeah.
With Rams that we liked.
The greatest show on turf.
From the greatest show on turf. Now, you'll have to excuse them when they're not the greatest show on turf.
Mm-mm.
They have put a few years on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Since 1999, after all. I heard Isaac today saying, Martin, well, we're going to make sure everybody knows where they're supposed to be. Whether they get there before the ball does is another question.
Yeah.
he was really funny on the show today. Tickets for this thing are going on sale next Thursday. He said today it'll be great to play before 66,000 people.
That would be a miracle. That would be awesome. You know what? That would be awesome. The Rams did not sell out.
Right.
But for these guys to go in and play flag football and sell that thing out would be awesome.
I think he's being a little bit optimistic by about 60,000.
I think so, too.
But I will tell you, the tickets are only going to be $15 and $20, and you can get them next Thursday morning at Ticketmaster.com. The date again, July 23rd. I'm mentioning it because he was so funny and good on the air today. And these are the Rams that we liked.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's do Knuckleheads in the News, which is brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. You don't need Uber. All you need is the STL Taxi app for Laclede Cab. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news, we begin in Des Moines, Iowa, where a high school principal has decided not to punish ninth grade girls who arranged for a male stripper to perform at their synchronized swimming club banquet. Officials say the girls employed the stripper as a joke. The stripper didn't totally disrobe. A club employee interrupted the performance before that could happen, asked the stripper to leave. Roosevelt High School principal Kevin Biggs says, quote, "The girls didn't do anything illegal and didn't violate the district's conduct code." Really? Really? Hiring a male stripper is within your conduct code? You may want to have a committee meeting on that. Story number two from Houston, Texas. United Airlines flight 1246 arrived from Sacramento okay the other day. No problems. Pulled up to gate C-43. Came to a full stop where it has stopped many, many times before at the terminal. And that's when flight attendant Julia Price pulled the rope that opens the evacuation slide, then threw her bag to the ground 15 feet below, and then slid down the inflated slide to get off the plane. And at the bottom of the slide, she got up, took a few steps, grabbed her bag, and walked away. Some of the passengers on the plane were stunned, wondered why the flight attendant had left in such a hurry. Most of them, however, didn't even realize anything had happened because their attention was on a medical emergency at the back of the plane. A man was having trouble breathing, needed to be escorted off the flight in a wheelchair, so everybody else was asked to just stay in your seats for a few minutes. Apparently, she didn't want to stay on the plane a minute longer. As for Price, she's not talking about why she jumped down the slide. Maybe she just always wanted to do that. I bet if you've been on the plane and you've had that training, at some point you thought, when do I get to actually do that and jump and go down a slide? That's like a big bounce castle, after all. Maybe she had to get to the next flight. Couldn't be held up. Now she doesn't have to worry about that because there is no next flight. She's been fired by United. Story number three is from Somerset, Pennsylvania, where Logan Shawless set up a fake drunk driving checkpoint and then got charged with drunk driving himself when real cops showed up to investigate. Police say that Shawless used a flashing blue light bar on his SUV, parked it diagonally across State Route 601, set up road flares. This is all about 4 o'clock in the morning. A driver who was stopped says Shawless claimed that he was a trooper with the Drug and Alcohol Division and wanted to see her identification. She didn't believe him because she didn't see a badge. She called 911, and when the real police showed up, they asked him a few questions. But before they did, Shawless tried to hand a BB pistol to the car's passenger, saying, "I can't get caught with this." The passenger didn't want to have anything to do with this. Shawless is in a whole lot of trouble now after pleading guilty to drunken driving, possessing instruments of crime, and impersonating a public servant. And we finish with story number four today from Dundee, England, where Martin McNally and his girlfriend Nicole went to the local bingo hall for the evening, played some bingo, had a few drinks, went home. Nicole went to bed. Martin stayed awake, had a few more drinks. Then he woke Nicole up to ask for a mutual friend's phone number. But she gave him his own phone number by mistake. Now, you would think that Martin would have recognized his own phone number or even realized the mistake when he tried to call it. But you'd be wrong. Every time he tried to call the number, it would beep and send a message saying he had missed a call. So then he texted the number again and again to let his friend know he was trying to call him. And he was frustrated because the calls and the texts kept coming back to him. So he then texted his friend, who was really him, "Stop calling me, I'm calling you." And he then got the same message back. And this went on for more than 5 minutes, with Martin sending himself messages and getting them right back in reply, not realizing what was happening. Finally, he drunkenly crawled into bed and passed out. Next morning, he looked at his phone, realized what he'd done. Quote, "I showed it to all my friends and everyone was laughing at it. They all think it's hilarious. I'm taking it in good humor, though. It does show I can be an idiot." Correction, Martin, you are a knucklehead in the news this week here on the Big 550 KTRS. One more story I have to share with you before we go. Have you heard the stories about this governor of Alabama, Robert Bentley, who's in trouble because he allegedly had an affair with a woman who worked for him, and he's refusing to resign?
No.
The story just keeps getting better and better. She says that he did inappropriate things like touching her breasts during meetings and starting to have lock-the-door meetings whenever she would be in his office. This week, an Alabama news website cited multiple sources in a report that back in 2015, he had a huge argument with his wife about the alleged affair. He stormed out of the house, got in his pickup truck, and drove to the couple's beach house in another part of Alabama. When he got to the beach house, he realized that in his rush to leave the house with the angry wife behind, he'd forgotten his wallet. So, as governor of Alabama, he ordered the state troopers to go to his house and then go to an airfield and get on a state helicopter and bring him his wallet. This guy's days are seriously numbered. And so are ours, come to think of it, or at least the minutes left in this show. We'll leave it right there. On the 20th birthday of the Big 550 KTRS, we'll have Fox 2 News for you at 6, and then Jim Hewer is here with the Big Sports Show at 6:30. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Frank and Colin and all of us who work on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon Friday edition, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a final check on traffic. Here is Frank Ladd.
And there's a lot of red on my map this afternoon. Westbound Highway 44, you're backed up between Hampton and Elm. They've cleared an earlier crash out of the lanes there. Eastbound 44, jamming between Arsenal and 55. Eastbound 64, heavy Shelterville Parkway east to Big Bend. Southbound 170, crawling Olive down through 64. Westbound 64, Kings Highway through McCausland are your delays. Eastbound Highway 70, 141 all the way to Jennings Station. Stop and go stretches there. Westbound Highway 70, crawling west of Zumbel out through Middle Ridge Mall Drive. Got a crash blocking the two left lanes earlier there. Maybe out of the way just now, though. Eastbound Highway 270 slowing up in North County. McDonald through 367. Northbound 55 remains very heavy between Highway A and Highway Z. The roadwork is at Highway Z. Only the left lane is open. And we do have reports of an emergency situation eastbound Highway 70 at 141. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything you need to promote your business. For business cards, brochures, and banners, depends, magnets, and calendars, trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidacare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidacare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry and light solution to pain. The Lidacare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu for long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
...100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now... listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
The rules for claiming your Social Security benefits, they're about to change. And if you don't act now, it could cost you a small fortune. Don't miss America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
News at the top of every hour. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Downtown St. Louis is a sea of blue and red. With the Blues and Cardinals both in action tonight, we'll have live team coverage.
Plus, two people are dead and a third wounded in a shooting near the Crown Candy restaurant. What police are saying happened.
And the new federal child porn charges filed today against the owner of Dojo's Pizza.
But first on Fox 2 News at 6, it is a big sports night in St. Louis.
Both the Blues and the Cardinals are in action tonight, and downtown is hopping. Giving you some live shots right now from Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox. And you can see fans pouring into downtown, trying to get to those games. You got to look kind of close, though. They're way down there.
But you can see the sun is shining, and it's a good day for a baseball game and also a hockey game. We have live team coverage with Jeff Bernthal down at Busch Stadium, but we're going to start with Erica Talon.